Today we are going to read from New Testament, Gospel according to Luke chapter 5, last few verses, 27 through 32. I read from NASB, New American Standard Bible. Verse 27, after that, Jesus went out and noticed a tax collector named Levi sitting in the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he left everything behind and got up and began to follow Jesus. And Levi gave a big reception party for Jesus in his house. And there was a great crowd of tax collectors and other people who were reclining at the table with them. The Pharisees and their scribes began grumbling at his disciples, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with the tax collectors and sinners?" And Jesus answered and said to them, "It is not those who are well who need a physician, but those who are sick. I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance." From other synoptic gospel, Matthew chapter 9, verses 9 through 13, and then Mark chapter 2, verses 13 through 17, we have same event. Especially Matthew chapter 9, verse 13, Matthew put one more verse. This is the same Levi Matthew, the former tax collector. "Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." So we have a little better understanding of this incident between Jesus and Levi Matthew, and Jesus' disciples and Pharisees and their scribes. I put the title to this text, "Had Jesus Wholly Cured My Spiritual Disease?" Sin is spiritual disease to eternal death. Wages of the sin is death, eternal death, separation of our spirit from spirit, the origin of our spirit, God's spiritual being. The outcome of such separation is our physical death. So our physical death does not come first. It follows primary death, eternal death, spiritual death. In that sense, spiritual disease, the sin itself, I was born with, the innate sinful nature. You and I, are we cured of such spiritual disease? Jesus came to cure such spiritual, incurable, humanly incurable spiritual disease. Yet, how many of his contemporary people have understood that was mission of Messiah? To them, Messiah meant to deliver them from oppression of the Roman Empire, cruelty of the Roman army, and to establish Israel as superpower among all the Gentile nations. But sadly, they were completely mistaken. Here in today's instance, by calling the tax collector Levi Matthew, Jesus teaches us from Matthew's own writing and Mark's writing and Luke's writing, what is Jesus' mission coming to this world, takes upon him human flesh and blood that we must pay attention to. What Jesus is going to do, has done, so that we may be truthful and faithful follower of our Rabbi Master Jesus, not critics of Jesus. Jesus took notice of a tax collector named Levi Matthew sitting in the tax booth. As you know, and I know, all we know, in Jesus' days, tax collectors are working for the Roman government, the oppressor, enemies to the Jews. Though Levi was a Jew, he was working for Jewish nation's enemies. No wonder the Jewish community hated him, calling him betrayer, traitor, and sinner. But Jesus took notice of him, so-called sinner. Jesus is focusing on his mission. His mission is, as we read here, for 32, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners, call sinners to repentance. It's like earthly medical physician in a hospital, what he is facing. Healthy people for just annual checkup? No. His main concern is focusing on sick people. That's his task, to treat, to cure as much as possible. As a spiritual physician, Jesus called himself spiritual physician. He is looking for, focusing on the spiritual sick people. No wonder he pays attention to the tax collector, publicly named sinner, traitor of the Jewish nation. And Jesus just told him, follow me. And Levi Matthew left everything behind and got up and began to follow Jesus. First thing after following Jesus, Levi did was giving a big reception party for Jesus in his own house, because Jesus rescued him from despair and depression, from his miserable daily life. If you and I, we are in the shoes of Levi Matthew, and his household, all they are named, labeled as sinner and sinner's household by ordinary Jewish community members. How can you bear such ostracized look down by everyone except your own family? Almost unbearable shame he receives daily from his fellow Jewish community members. Such miserable condition, despair, depression can easily creep into his heart. But here, Jesus all of a sudden appears to him saying, "Follow me." At the moment, Levi met left everything behind and got up and left his job. That does not mean he leaves everything beside his job. He still has his own house, his family members. If he has his servants, he has. But his first priority is now to be a follower, disciple. That is the meaning of a follower, a disciple. Talmid in Hebrew. Disciple means follower. That's his first primary priority in his completely changed life. In his daily life, now he becomes foremost follower of Jesus of Nazareth. What a change takes place in his life. So, Levi gave a big reception party for Jesus in his house. Jesus saves him from the lost condition. Now, what shall we say? Here comes Pharisees and their scribes. They see a great crowd of tax collectors and other sinners reclining at their meal table with them, with Jesus, and with Jesus' disciples. Pharisees and scribes, they saw and they began grumbling at not Jesus, they would not dare to, but his disciples, they grumbling at, saying, "Why do you eat and drink with those tax collectors and sinners?" Remember the title of today's text. I put, "Has Jesus wholly cured my spiritual disease, the sin?" Here, Pharisees and scribes, outwardly, they faithfully follow their traditional elder stipulation, 613 regulations and laws they faithfully, meticulously follow. Meanwhile, the ordinary Jewish folks who could not follow every stipulation of elders' tradition, they look down on them. Of course, they are far superior. to all ordinary Jews in the house of Levi Matthew. But they would not dare to say, "Jesus, you are sinner. We are better than you." Just they grumble at Jesus' disciples. But in their heart, they have pride. And they flatter themselves as perfect, righteous persons. That is the spiritual disease, pride, and ignorance of their own spiritual situation, as if physical Hansen's disease patient, the leper, they could not feel the pain in their nervous system. That disease. Here, Pharisees and their scribes, they could not feel their own spiritual disease in their spiritual nervous system. They don't feel any pain. They don't feel any shame. Only thing they have is pride and self-righteousness. Filled their heart and their mind. Jesus, said to them, "It is not those who are well who need a physician. I'm a spiritual physician. Only I want to be with those spiritually sick people. You claim you are spiritually healthy and well, then you don't need me, and I don't need you. But people, those who are stricken, conscience from their sins, transgressions, they have pain in their conscience. They are spiritually sick. They are stricken with spiritual disease sin. So they are spiritually sick and they feel such pain in their conscience, their heart and mind. And they need me. I look for them." So here, Levi, Matthew, and his fellow tax collectors and other sinners, you Pharisees label them, they are spiritually sick. They are stricken of such sin. And they know they are sinful. They feel pain in their hearts and their conscience. I came to cure them. I came so that I may seek out those spiritual patients. It's irony. Pharisees and their scribes, though they are sick, they are spiritually lepers. So spiritually, they could not feel any shame or pain in their conscience. Seared with hot iron. So, only thing they have from Jesus was condemnation. Woe to you hypocrites! Today, Jesus is telling us, are you in the shoes of those Pharisees or their scribes? Or in the shoes of Levi Matthew, or in the shoes of myself? As a Christian, what we should tell Jesus, what we can answer to his question. Yes, Lord. Yes, Rabbi Jesus. I feel misery I feel pain. I have stricken conscience caused by spiritual disease, the sin, my innate sin. I cannot overcome. Now we know Apostle Paul in Romans chapter 7. He delineated, described his own inward spiritual war. And then he outbursted, "Oh, wretched man am I, who can deliver me from the body of this death?" Because in his fleshly members, he had internal struggle, the captivity to the law of sin is operative in his physical members. But in his inward, he has law of mind and delighting law of God. Those two conflicting desires at war with each other. He had that contradiction, frustration in his daily spiritual warfare. That's why he called for help. "Oh, wretched am I, who can deliver me from this body of this death?" If we don't see ourselves in the mirror of such self-humble confession of Apostle Paul, we are putting ourselves in the shoes of Pharisees and their scribes. Matthew chapter 9, verse 13, put one more clause saying, "Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice." He's quoting Hosea chapter 6, verse 6. "Yahweh, I desired mercy, not sacrifice. I desired the knowledge of God more than burnt offering from you hypocritical Jewish nation." That prophecy, Yahweh's criticism, Jesus quote here and told them, "I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." Jesus, he came to quicken the dead, to justify the guilty and condemned, to wash those who were polluted and full of uncleanness like Levi Matthew and his fellow tax collectors and other sinners in his meal table, to rescue the lost from hell, to clothe with his glory those who were covered with shame, to renew to blessed immortality those who were debased by disgusting diseases. If we remember, this was the reason why Jesus took upon him our flesh. This is the reason why Jesus shed his blood. This is the reason why he offered the sacrifice of his death. This is the reason why he descended even to hell. We will never think it strange that Jesus should gather to salvation those who have been the worst of men, who have been covered with mass of crimes, Jesus gave them and more than willing to completely heal their spiritual disease. Have we descended into ourselves clear and square? Have we searched ourselves without flattery of our own evils? Have we made us willingly allow ourselves to be washed in the same fountain with the most impure people we label them? Have we hindered us from rejecting the righteousness that Jesus offers indiscriminately to all the ungodly, the life that he offers to the dead, the salvation that he offers to the lost? Yes, I want to be recipient of God's mercy, not the giver of criticism on those who are so-called sinners in 21st century. If we receive God's mercy, we must be merciful to those who need God's mercy. We are Christians. We must cover ourselves with mercy of God, grace of God, and heart of compassion, spiritual physician Jesus, who came to the spiritually sin-stricken patients, not for the righteous. May our spiritually sick heart be cleansed by the fountain of a river flowing from Jesus day by day, until we will be free from such disease completely and turning to the glorified body and soul.